Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959. Let's talk innovation on Kaya Biz.
Indeed, time to talk all things to do with innovation. And this is a conversation that might excite a lot of you as our listeners, specifically those of you with a keen interest in cryptocurrencies, mainly Bitcoin. And that's as a result of South Africans having the opportunity to convert their cryptocurrencies, or Bitcoin specifically, to a local currency. Now, many of you might ask, how does this differ? Why does it matter? Well, there's a new platform that is actually enabling this and has announced transfer to a bank. Quite important and quite imperative, as we're well aware that many of us have either had to use a trading platform in order to transact, purchase, trade, or put our money in Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, or have an online wallet on those particular trading platforms. To help unpack this further and help us understand the technicalities, we join on the line by Modibe Matsepane, who's a Paxful representative in South Africa. Modibe, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm with Paxful as the senior associate of partnerships, and the introduction you've made is very, very kind. And I know that most of the listeners might be, you know, people who use Bitcoin, people who are keen on innovation and stuff like those. Mm-hmm. So I hope that this conversation will shed some light on some of the simplest things that can be done in the cryptocurrency economy.
Indeed. I'm quite excited because we love the passion you're sharing. And that's exactly what we want to help explain to our audience. I guess let's start off by understanding Paxful, right? A peer-to-peer finance platform for people to make their payments, transactions, and send money buying or selling cryptocurrencies. Help us understand a little bit more about this particular exchange before we then transition into unpacking how this changes things regarding transfers into bank accounts and fiat currencies.
Absolutely. Paxful is a peer-to-peer marketplace. And, you know, without getting any technical, I'll make a simple example. If you know Gumtree, if you know how Gumtree works, Paxful works in the same way. In this case, it's simply allowing people to, you know, buy and sell cryptocurrency. And they can do this with, you know, different payment methods. Here I'm talking about if you have a gift card, if you have funds in your bank, you can actually do a transfer to buy and sell a cryptocurrency from other users. Exciting, we also have an option for people to, you know, sell their cars or buy a car with cryptocurrency through Paxful.
So that's huge.
Simply makes everything super easy for everyone.
And I'm keen that you mentioned that. I said that's huge. If people are able to purchase vehicles and assets using cryptocurrencies, it certainly tells us how this is being recognized as legal tender. But how does this differ from what the status quo has been regarding the use of cryptocurrencies? And I'm hoping that we can elaborate on this very simply, so specifically for those who perhaps don't own, don't use, and haven't yet transacted with cryptocurrencies. What's the status quo? Typically, people don't necessarily use it, right, to buy goods and services.
I mean, obviously in South Africa, Bitcoin is not a legal tender as yet. Mm-hmm. But right now we can see a very, very encouraging and serious adoption of cryptocurrency in South Africa. We are among the top five, in Africa and the world in terms of adoption of cryptocurrency. And we see people using cryptocurrency to do, you know, things such as use it for investment, saving, transferring to each other, making cross-border payments because of the simplicity that it offers, mainly the low fees of transacting. But obviously, it's not a legal tender in South Africa. At the same time, it's been used just like any other kind of innovation. You know, innovation comes first and then the regulation follows. And the South African regulators have been encouraging on this front. There's some progress on that to try and regulate cryptocurrency, which is going to make it easily adoptable by most people. But in general, the status quo is slightly changing, which is something which we are excited about. And working with regulators is one of the things which we always look forward to. Mm. So in South Africa, most people obviously would, you know, recognize the amount of scams that are happening.
Yes.
But with anything, if you get involved, you need to first educate yourself. That's what we preach. We've got a blog where people can learn about cryptocurrency literally from A to Z. That's what you need to do first, learn, and then you can later on get involved in the space.
And I'm keen that you mentioned that. We're well aware that cryptocurrencies aren't legal tender in South Africa, and those conversations are ongoing between the SARB and other institutions. But then how does Paxful come into play for a South African who wants to exchange their cryptocurrency into a fiat currency, being the rand or any other currency, and even making purchases using cryptocurrency? Would that still be legal then through your platform?
Yes. we are a global platform, and one of the great things about us is we continuously work with our peers in the space, especially the ones that are pretty, pretty excellent. The likes of OVEX, we've recently partnered out with OVEX to be able to provide our users in South Africa the simplicity of, switching from cryptocurrency into the local rand. So that is simply done on the platform by, at the push of a button.
Mm-hmm. And help us understand, you do it at the current rate, right? Spot rate in terms of where the currency is actually trading at that time.
Yes. The good thing is, if you were to do it now, you see that our partner offers the best rate in the country. So you'll always get a slightly higher rent compared to the Bitcoin that you sold to them.
Perfect. Okay. And go ahead.
You mentioned something about, people being able to pay and buy stuff with cryptocurrency. So those are things which can be easily done. And right now, let's say you are an online store, you want to sell the stuff to people in Russia or in Kenya or in Ghana or Zimbabwe. And now there is no ease of collecting payments, but by using Taxful, we have a solution called Taxful Pay, whereby you can basically collect payments from anyone in the world. They'll give you crypto, and then with this partnership, you'll be able to simply convert your cryptocurrency to South African rand, and the funds will be sent directly into your bank account, which makes it super, super easy and more usable.
What about fees, costs, and the technicalities of transactions to make sure that this is easily monitored?
Well, right now in South Africa, if you want to make a transfer from one bank to the other bank, there's a fee, which is paying TSC. So that fee is applicable for, this transaction. And I can assure you that it's in line with the industry standard. So the fees are pretty affordable, nothing scary, and it assures that users will get the funds on the same day. The same day, we make about two bulk payouts in a day. So these are pretty affordable, and the user will be able to get their funds same day. They don't need to wait for a day or two.
Makes sense. If you've just joined us, we're in conversation with Modibe Matsipane. He is the Senior Associate for Partnerships at Paxful in South Africa within their local office. And we're discussing how Paxful, the leading global peer-to-peer fintech platform, is actually enabling the opportunity for South Africans to transfer cryptocurrencies into their own bank accounts, into a fiat currency, so be that a rand or even dollars, I assume, in other platforms. And of course, making sure that you're able to actually purchase assets in this regard. And Modibe, this leads us to an interesting dynamic, right? For the longest time, we saw cryptocurrencies really being marketed as a store of value, as an investment opportunity. And there's lots of debate around that from, right? Varying from asset managers to investment professionals to, novice individuals who've actually, found some gains. But I'm keen to understand how cryptocurrencies have shifted and changed our behavior. What have you witnessed within the South African landscape? Are we still holding crypto as a store of value? Are we transacting? Are we trading? What's the environment like in terms of our behavior here?
In South Africa, the behavior is quite mixed. But one of the things that we see is that most people are keen to earn, something from their cryptocurrency. So people use it as an investment vehicle. Some use it for making cross-border payments. You know that with a very, very significant number of people from other parts of the continent and the world. So that's some of the things which it's been used for. And in terms of making payments, paying for goods and services, people are actually showing significant understanding of that, and that use case is growing as well. People are buying things out of the country, people are using it to, settle invoices in different parts of the world. And whether cryptocurrency is a store of value or not, it's no longer a question. So if you look at where the rand was, let's say 5 years and where it is now, you look at other, peer currencies, you look at the Naira, you look at the Kenyan shilling, there's no question about whether they're getting better or worse. The answer is simple, it's on the table, they are not getting better. As a citizen, what you then do, you need to find a way to, preserve your wealth. Mm-hmm. And cryptocurrency presents one of the, easy ways of doing that. So it's something that you see people learning about and getting involved in. Basically trying to save their wealth in cryptocurrency. There's different kinds of them. Bitcoin is one. We've got USDT, which is tied to the dollar one-on-one. Mm-hmm. People are,
Cardano is also another one getting a lot of attention, right?
Cardano is another one getting a lot of attention. So we have a lot of cryptos, but obviously you need to start with the basics. Start with Bitcoin, learn about it. And then once you're clear on Bitcoin, you can then move on to the other ones, learn about them, understand why they were created, and take it from there. But the bottom line is, in anything that you want to do, educate yourself first, and always contact people that you think might be informed. And the bottom line is, you never give anyone your money to do anything for you, because that's one of the ways to lose it.
Indeed. And I think that's a very important note that you mentioned. Sometimes for some people, this can seem too overwhelming, a bit too technical. And someone comes along and says, hold on, give me your money. I'll take care of it for you. And that's where one does need to be mindful. A lot of the times, platforms do provide dummy accounts for you to actually trade and practice how to trade, essentially with fake money, money that is non-existent, for you to actually learn the tools and the tricks of the trade of that environment. Modibe, thank you so much for your time this evening. I'm really looking forward to getting more updates. And as you say, you're in conversation with the regulators, you are engaging as to how best cryptocurrencies can be monitored and behavior. And I guess one particular element that has also come to the fore is, of course, tax, right? We can't ignore the fact that SARS has come out very vocally saying anyone with cryptocurrencies, declare, because we will find a way of tracking it down and ensuring that you do pay tax, right? Are those elements that you also assist some of your clients with?
Look, if you are dealing with cryptocurrencies, there's people who are best suited to advise you on taxes. But then cryptocurrency is not the way to run away from tax. Absolutely not it. So if you have cryptocurrency, please, do what you have to do to ensure that you are on the good books with the regulators. And I mean, for anyone that would like to get more information on how to get started, what advice we can give, they can look us up on Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram as Paxful or Modibe BT Coffee on Twitter. Ask questions. If you need anything, we'll be able to hold your hand and ensure that you have a smooth transition into the crypto world.
Fantastic. Looks like just when we thought this world isn't digitalizing, it is every single day. Thank you so much for your time today, Modibe. Really appreciate it. And looking forward to more of the insight that will be revealed in the months to come. That's the Senior Associate of Partnerships at Paxful, a trading platform, finance platform, allowing transactions, payments, as well as transactions of money being sent back and forth. That's Paxful, that platform. That's Modibe Matsepane, who's joined us as our guest this evening.
Let's talk innovation on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.